tornadoes across the region. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street, stocks starting off higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? Please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It is the last day of March, but it's going to feel more like a day in May today. It'll be warmer today, a little bit more humidity with a high temperature in the middle 80s, a little breezy, partial sunshine, dry through the evening hours tonight, but in the overnight hours, and particularly closer to Saturday morning, a lot of showers and storms will cross the area. There could be a couple of stronger storms, but the main severe weather risk will stay across northwest Alabama. Breezy tonight, overnight low 66. Improvement, especially after lunchtime Saturday, high 81. Pretty nice day Sunday, partly sunny, high 74. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Jerome Jones. Three Alabama school systems has filed lawsuits against big social media companies. Montgomery Public Schools, Baldwin County Schools, and Tuscaloosa City Schools are filing the suit with the help of the Beasley Allen Law Firm. The case is against Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Snapchat. The suit says these companies preyed on youth and are responsible for a mental health crisis involving young people. The suit seeks funding and training from the companies. And there appears to be growing support to repeal the state's grocery tax. Alabama is one of three states that taxes groceries at the same rate as everything else you buy. State tax is at 4%, which generates hundreds of millions for the state education budget. In Montgomery, when you add local taxes, the overall grocery tax is 10%. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof! For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
William Mason Salon is the only Aveda concept salon in Prattville, offering massages, manicures, pedicures, facials, and world-class hair care. They are an upscale salon and spa without the upscale price. Their stylist commitment to continuing education keeps them inspired, on trend, and ready to help you achieve the style you're after. Give the gift of beauty and relaxation with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Learn more about their services at williammasonsalon.com. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm not Scott Beeson. How are y'all? Little thing happened overnight, ladies. I am with Ann Eubank again.
Good morning.
And yay, Allison Sinclair is back in the house. How are you?
I am back. We had a great trip. Oh. Interesting trip. We went back to my homeland of East Tennessee.
And you made it back. Like you came back.
Made it back, yeah. Well, we went up to Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge. We took the youngest two and decided we were just going to, I was going to show them my childhood and where I grew up. I was like, next up is like Club La Vila, Panama City Beach. We didn't make it that far. But we had a great trip. It's just always funny to go back and see from an adult perspective. And I will say, you know, if my kids had this vision of me growing up in like this put together, perfect little like town. South Knoxville is not that. We stopped in at a gas station and they were like, oh, this is where you grew up. And I was like, this used to be Goddard's Market. This is where everybody used to go fight after school. Like, you'd be like, they'll meet you at 3:30 in the Goddard's parking lot. And so I got to take my kids back there. It was awesome. And then we spent some time in Pigeon Forge and we made it back.
So you were one of those.
I was one of those.
I can tell. It
is, yeah. You know, which is why you have so much street cred.
That's right.
Wouldn't it be a better day? Okay, so everyone hear me. I'm not advocating for violence, but maybe I am. If we could just meet out back at Goddard's Market and like, fight this one out.
Yeah.
You know, with what's going on politically. Could we just not do that? Get it over with, moving on.
I think about that all the time. Like, if girls could just move on, like, let's just throw a few good punches and get over it like the guys do.
Yeah.
But it was fun to go back. That part of the world has changed a lot. And that was spring break 2023 for the Sinclairs.
Girl, you were living large.
I was living
large. You know, I told you earlier we were talking about the first time that I had gone to Gatlinburg from Sevierville all the way to the entrance of Gatlinburg National Park. There were maybe two or three restaurants and, you know, one of those old country stores. Now, there's not a square inch that doesn't have something on it. It's just totally different.
Airbrushed.
Yeah.
You know, station where you can go get your dolphin and your sunrise.
And the giant gorilla and the it is
See, my kids love it. It's funny because my youngest two are adopted. One's from China, one's from Guatemala. And they so should have been born in East Tennessee because they eat it up. Like anything, you know, every, at least we did twice that. They're 16 and 14, which is funny, too. Yeah. Like, where you go mine for the gems. Mm-hmm. You know, they give you a sand bucket and act like, oh, surprise, you got an amethyst, when really they probably went to Dollar Tree and just stuffed everything in there.
Right.
But they had a blast. Now, Dollywood, okay, we went to Dollywood. Dollywood has changed so much. I had a blast. If you haven't been to Dollywood, they've got some serious rides. Like, nacho average rides anymore.
Did you say it's been nacho?
Nacho average.
Nacho average.
Because, like, back in the day, they just had Blazing Fury, which was, like, the big... Okay, no. Like, some of the coolest roller coasters I've ever been on. So I highly recommend. But it's funny, because I had a friend that was at Disney World the same time we were at Dollywood, and we were sending each other pictures. And, you know, Disney World is so woke. And everything.
It's awful.
I mean, it is... I was there a few weeks ago for a cheer competition, and I decided that a good 12 to 15% of the U.S. population has just lost their minds. Like, they're just, they, the whole LGBTQ, trans, like, it was just bizarre. Now, so my friend was sending pictures of kind of all the furries and everything in Disney World. I'll say in Dollywood, I think we balanced each other out. I saw two LGBTQ, like, sweatshirts. And I saw two Confederate flag sweatshirts. So I was like, well, at least we've got both sides, but everybody's getting along. And it was
so
much fun.
I have to tell you, though, being in Disney World, you probably had a, the population was probably weighted towards the woke, because that's where everybody
goes.
Yeah, that's where everybody goes. All the wokesters go to Disney World.
Which is very sad.
Yeah. Used to be a nice place.
Which, you know, kind of dovetails nicely into today's conversation.
Yeah.
The, you know, because we never quite got
to finish
with the John Jones trans story. Because I think you're right. It looks like the world has completely lost their mind and demanded we play along with them. But we also have a little breaking news from overnight. And we were talking the show before the show about how we arrived at our Trump support or not. And so I think before we jump into talking about Trump, I think we should share those stories. It's important because I think so many people are on the same page with that. And then by the end of the day today, I've had requests, and I would love to honor them by talking about how people can get involved, because this situation can make you feel helpless. Even with Matt Taibbi having the authorities knocking on his door, even as he was testifying and giving testimony, because if they can do it to regular citizens like Matt, if they can do it to the President of the United States, they can do it to us. And so instead of feeling helpless and letting those waves just wash over us and sink beneath them, I think it would be a great ending to talk about how we can get involved, how y'all got involved, giving people opportunities to jump in our state, whether it's locally or whether it's at the state level, and then nationally. But there's stuff that we can do right now, every day, to make a difference. But I think that's the biggest thing. And we talked about communism yesterday and the planks that they laid out. How many years ago has it been? Like 60 years ago?
Yeah.
To completely suck the life out of people so that they become good little soldiers. And we're just going to do what they say. Because, see, this is what happens when you stick your neck out too far.
Right.
You're going to be smacked back down like whack-a-mole, which, by the way, I love that game. Do they have that at Dollywood? Can you play whack-a-mole?
They got everything.
Skee-ball and whack-a-mole would be my favorite thing to play. Because I'm old, I can't ride roller coasters anymore.
That's so
hurts
sad.
My back. Isn't that sad? We took the kids to Busch Gardens a couple years ago, and we were taking them to where we lived. We lived in Tampa. I'll save that story. I'm just going to refrain right now. But we went to Busch Gardens, and we were so excited to ride that wooden roller coaster. And Chris and I got off, and we were like in our early 40s at the time. We're like, oh, we're too old for this, which is so sad.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. We did that last spring break.
And they have great roller coasters there. Very fun.
Yeah, but that one hurts.
It hurts
you gotta
badly.
Go on the new ones. Yeah.
Like, why didn't I just do the little lazy river one where there's water? I don't know. I picked the wrong thing.
Then you're wet.
It's true.
And then your makeup runs.
Nasty for the rest of the day.
Sad.
Like, what's my life, right? right now. Okay, so y'all, what were your initial thoughts when you saw the news about Trump?
Anne always has lots of thoughts. I'll let her start.
My original thought was they have awakened the silent majority again. You know, I was a cruise delegate in 2016 in Cleveland. The Trump people just gave us heck. I mean, they wore their little lime green hats and we knew who they were. And anybody that wasn't wearing a lime green hat, I got followed. I was told not to talk to the press. But I was one of Cruz's inner circle people, and we had had dinner but right before he went on the stage on Wednesday night to make his speech. And I looked at him and I said, after what Trump has done to you, your father, and your wife, it might be a good thing not to endorse him until later. Just don't do it, because the Cruz people are taking a beating and they will not enjoy you doing that. So I was thinking about that last night and I thought to myself, okay, I voted for Trump. He was an absolutely fantastic president. He did things that there's no way on earth Ted Cruz would have been able to accomplish. Because Ted Cruz is a process person and Trump is a street fighter, and at this juncture in our history, we definitely need a street fighter. But I've never been one of the crazy MAGA people. I think last night turned me into a crazy MAGA people. I cannot believe that they have done this because they hate him so much. But it's not just him. He is the symbol for a movement. And you can call it Make America Great Again, America First Movement, the movement of the Christian people, the movement of the people who just want to live free and are refusing to bow down to the government. So I that's what I'm thinking. It doesn't matter what they do to him now. They have no idea what they have set in motion. And that's my thought.
What about you?
My thoughts haven't totally come together. I have a lot, and usually I have to kind of sit on them for a while. So we'll process through those today together. But I think after the Nashville shooting and then this indictment, I feel that something is shifting. Like the game has changed, and we're entering into a different battle. And I don't really know how to say it, except that I keep thinking pivot. It's time to pivot. Like being nice and winsome, and like they are destroying us. The left is destroying us. We are getting beaten. And when I say us, I mean, yes, Trump, but really the Judeo-Christian, like our America as we know it, how we were founded, it feels like the beginning of the end. And I've said that for a while, but something's different. And where I am is, forget Trump. And I'm kind of like, why are we even at the state house? Like, I feel like, I was texting with a friend. I was like, we need to go dig a well. That's what we need to do. We need to start our own garden and buy a pig to, I mean, whatever it is. Like, I am kind of in survival mode, because if you miss the news about Brazil and China and the Saudi Arabia, they're not using the dollar to trade for oil anymore. Like, our currency is crashing. And I'm like, in 2, 3, 5 years, we are Venezuela. So that's where I am. It's a very hopeful... But God, you know, honestly, like, this is where you, what do you do besides just pray and pray and pray and be smart and prepare? But something's changing. I'm not quite sure how to pinpoint it.
Doesn't it feel like the heat has been turned up
Oh, definitely.
You know, we're saying a couple years ago that it looked like somebody maybe turned the heat up, but maybe just to like low medium. It feels like the heat has been turned up to boiling. And it does feel helpless, and it does feel like, what in the world are we doing? And yet, for Christ followers, for people with a just common grace, common moral code, we see that this is the time that we've prepared for, that we can't give up, even though it feels like we should just throw in the towel, every man for himself, go back to the farm. Because I'm the same way as you, Allison. I'm trying to get seeds so that I can plant my garden. I'm trying to figure out how many chickens am I going to have. Chris is going to build a coop for us. I mean, all the things. Because you see that those people who've been prepping for years, not so crazy now when you see the world falling apart and getting gold. Things like that, because you do look at Trump. And even as people were jokingly asking if he was going to smile in his mugshot, did you hear those parts of the news?
Yeah.
You're just thinking, how does this man do it? And can we gain courage from his courage? Because I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see what happens. But listen, we'll be right back. This is Alabama Unfiltered. Happy Friday.
Protects the biggest investments you will ever make.
To make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. Glad you did.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Chef T here, formerly from the Patriots Grill. Our team is excited to be joining Fantail to bring our lunch and brunch service to the area. Our chicken parm made Alabama's top 100 dishes, and now you can try it exclusively at the Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse in Millbrook.
Fantail will be offering weekday lunch to include a meat and three, along with a Sunday brunch that will become the talk of the town. Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, are we chumming the same as usual?
Yeah.
How's your baby girl doing?
She's great, but with three kids, we really need more space.
You should check out Guardian Credit Union. We got a home equity line of credit from Guardian to finish our basement. They have low rates and a great team that's easy to work with.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got a Guardian home loan to buy her house. They refinanced, too.
Thanks. I'll check them out.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Spring is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Need an electrician who's prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous? You need Trustworthy Electric. Since 1994, your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy, and you can too. Call Trustworthy Electric today for service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
I think if you're looking for a vacation home, proximity to where you are should be one of the primary deciding factors.
Angelo De Paola runs the Coastal Connection Real Estate in Orange Beach, Alabama. We discuss trends in second homes, VRBO changes, mortgage rates, and more. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Good morning and welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm not Scott. I'm Amy Beth Shaver here with Allison Sinclair back from her spring break and Ann Eubank. And you know what, Sky? I do it every segment. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be here. It's a beautiful day. Thanks for having me. Ladies. Three ladies. Hey, I'm completely
out of three ladies.
Outclassed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we have somebody super fun to start off the calls for Friday.
All right.
Eric, the dog, good morning.
Hola.
Hola, there he is.
Hola.
It's the estrogen Escalade. There y'all go.
Okay, watch it. That's too far now.
Is it too far?
That's funny.
That's too far.
Yes, sir, that is too far, sir. Are we watching Pirates of the Caribbean or something? My bad. I apologize in advance of anything I might say that might... I'm just kidding.
Well, as long as it's reciprocal, we can handle it, okay?
Oh, hey, I give as good as I take, I promise.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I always keep my finger on the red button when Eric's on the line.
So. You got to be careful, especially if I slip off into that Spanish. You got to watch me because I get ahead of myself and be like, that's where that filter mouth thing doesn't work out too good sometimes.
Oh,
goodness. You know, y'all's introduction, I mean, I know that y'all haven't been, we're new to y'all, y'all are new to us. That introduction thing, man, Scott hasn't been on here long enough to be hosted by Scott, in my opinion. He needs to have a, you know, Scott and Friends or, you know, y'all got to cast the characters up there that we're not even really familiar with. Y'all got Dave up there, right? That kind of does y'all side.
Yes, Dave and Jeeves.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know y'all had a Jeeves.
We do. We have an amazing Jeeves. We need a T-shirt already. Like after 3 weeks, we need a T-shirt
with all the people.
Yeah, with all the people.
Y'all need a liner that kind of outlines y'all's cast of characters. You know who it may be. You know, surprise. We don't know who it's going to be, but it's kind of a Russian roulette wheel.
Are you telling me we need our own website? Is that where you're going? They need their website with their pictures.
What's the website? Yeah, we could do that. That'd be cool. Get everybody a little notoriety on there. Let them know who they're talking to. Because a lot of people don't look like they sound like. I know I don't look like I sound, but I've met some people on there that, you know, it's amazing when you put a face to a voice that kind of gives you a new perspective. It's always kind of shocking. I'm sure y'all get that a lot, but.
Scott can handle that.
Hey,
right.
I haven't turned my website. Like, I haven't put it live yet. We could add us all in on that one.
I'm still working on a billboard.
We need a billboard.
I think it's good. It's like what Eric's saying. You want a face with a name. I think that helps. I don't know.
Maybe in our case, a face with a voice.
Yeah, y'all don't know how funny it is that I just said I think Scott ought to handle that since... He doesn't even do Facebook. But what's up with you this morning,
Social media and everything.
And Eubank just said, what's up with you, dog?
The whole
hola. It made my day.
Isn't it Big Al that says, and I mean Al up there, Miss Allison?
Yes.
You say go dogs too, but it's because you went to Stanford.
Oh, I went to Stanford.
Well, I did too.
We went to Stanford, yeah.
Well, y'all say go dogs, and we just won't, we won't distinguish between them. Any bulldog I'm a friend of, unless we're playing y'all, and then, you know, game on, as they say.
Okay.
Hey, the whole Trump thing is, I find it disconcerting that they're willing to do this, because anything we do after this, you can't help but say it's going to be either revenge or completely political. And just sets a bad precedent. You're not using the powers that you have at your hand for the purpose that they're intended. And this is where things get wonky. You know, we start making laws and using powers at hand as a tool against our political adversaries. And that's not good for anybody.
Nope.
It doesn't give us the results that we clearly want or we need or any of the... It's not being used unilaterally. They pick and choose, and because of the bureaucracy, even the people, if we put people in there, the bureaucracy does what they want to do and implements it how they want to implement it. And it's a big problem. I mean, I don't see a good outcome coming to this, regardless of what happens to Trump.
These are normally tactics seen in banana republics and communist countries.
Yeah, this is the stuff the CIA does.
It's
like what the CIA does in Cuba, where Cruz's dad may or may not have been part of an assassination attempt. Against
he
JFK.
Wasn't. I can tell you he wasn't. From his mouth to my ears.
But here's the thing. Well, it's you know, the conservatives, will we use these tactics against the left? I mean, the answer is no, because we're principled people. We follow the logic that either there are rules and there are laws or there are not. But again, and this is what kind of I go back to with what changed for me, like something shifting, I feel like the game has changed. And I'm not sure if it's like a free-for-all at this point, but if we don't start using their tactics against them, I mean, we lose. We are losing, and we lose in the end huge, bigly, if we don't change the way we fight this.
And I agree. I've been... I said yesterday that we, as especially Alabama or Southerners, we've always been taught to cooperate, do not rock the boat. They are our rulers, and we should support them instead of being a negative influence. I have lived with that since 2009, and that's what brought the Tea Party out, is because the Tea Party people realized, and you know, we got such a bad rap, but being in Tea Parties and working with them all across the nation, a Tea Party person was an educated person, middle or upper middle income, and they understood what was going on and was not afraid to stand up and say so. And of course, the media and Obama had to destroy us, and it took the IRS to really take down a lot of them. But I think that's where we're at now, and we got to find that. I've never given up on it. I'm just, like I said yesterday, I put on the full armor of God and pick up my sword every day to go after them. But there are a lot of people out there who were afraid, and fear is a big thing. People who want to do something, but you must be aware of what can happen to you if you step into that arena.
That's right. Hey, Eric, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rate, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 15 86368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
If you have a craving for the best pizza in Montgomery, satisfy that craving at Pizza Perfect. They're famous for their all-you-can-eat lunch buffet that includes pizza, as well as spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drink for only $10. The buffet is available Monday through Saturday for lunch and for dinner on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. In March, get $3 off any large pizza. Available for pickup and delivery. The best pizza buffet by far is Pizza Perfect on Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We've got a very warm last day of March today. Warmer than yesterday, slightly more humidity, high in the middle 80s, a little breezy, partial sunshine. We'll be driving through the evening hours tonight if you have plans. But in the overnight hours, and particularly closer to Saturday morning, a lot of showers and storms will cross the area. There could be a couple of stronger storms, but I think the main severe weather risk will stay well northwest of us. It'll be breezy tonight, low 66. Improvement tomorrow afternoon, high 81. Pretty nice Sunday with a high around 74, partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Bobo with Capital Tractor. Engineered for maximum performance and dependability on the job site, Kubota construction equipment is a force to be reckoned with, like Kubota KX excavators and SVL track loaders. Test one today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. If you are in the area, call 334-272-9228 or 800-289-9228. Let's go to the phones. Donkey Lori, how are you this Friday?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you, lady?
We're good. I bet Scott's happy he's not here because Ann and I just had a little dance party with the intro music. I bet Scott would be like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. But anyway, yeah,
wait, are we on camera? Nobody told
me. We're not.
Yeah, we're doing good today.
Play some great bumper music, so.
Yeah, we're dancing. How are you?
I have a question. I have a kind of just like a statement and then a question, and I'll hang up and let y'all answer it. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yesterday when the news broke about Trump indictment, my husband and I were picking up a washing machine, and we were in separate trucks, and we ended up at a red light together, and we put our windows down, and I looked at him, and I said, well, we're either going to have to learn to cheat better than them, or Trump has to win by such a landslide that their cheating doesn't even touch the outcome. And that was my statement. And then my question was, I didn't hear and I don't understand what happened with the Brazil and China thing with our currency crash. I just wondered if y'all could explain it in like kindergarten layman terms to someone like me who's I got new to the political scene not that many years ago, and I'm still learning the verbiage and all of that that goes with it. But I would just love if y'all could explain what's actually happening with the Brazil, China, and the one other party involved. But our country,
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. Okay, thank you. I'm going to hang up now and let my preschool ears listen to what y'all say.
Okay, that sounds good. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate you.
You want me to take it?
Yeah, and you, because...
They're going back and forth. So, well, y'all decide who's going to take it. We'll go back. I want to just, make a fine point on something, and then we'll dive back into the currency issue. Let's go back, because off air we were talking about this whole concept of winsomeness versus action versus the governing authorities Bible verse used against so many people to make them be quiet, because apparently the best we can do is just hang on by our fingertips until Jesus comes back, and then whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Like, it's ludicrous. It's part of the reason why I think we're here. So we'll jump back into that, but first let's talk about currency. Let's talk about Brazil, China, and Saudi Arabia. Girls.
Okay. At this point in time in the world, the United States dollar is considered the global currency for oil. So anybody who buys or sells oil is done with dollars. And China has been trying to take that world currency and change it to the yuan. So anytime you see where governments... Brazil, Saudi Arabia surprises me, but I think they are taking the temperature of the world with China and Russia coming together and the United States having Joe Biden be so pitiful and just totally destroying our country with his nonsense that he supports, plus the fact that he's owned by China. Three countries have made a pact, signed a contract, that they will now use yuan to buy their oil instead of trading in dollars. That is very bad. It will crash our currency, period. We will end up where, and my first thought of that was, okay, if that happens, is this another step deliberately going towards the digital dollar? because digital dollars are nothing but currency from your government given to you in whatever amounts they want, and they will put it where they want it. They will tell you what you can and cannot buy. They can withhold it if you buy something that you're not supposed to. And so, you know, my conspiracy hat, my tinfoil hat, just popped up when I saw it saying, are they deliberately working behind the scenes so that they can force a digital dollar on us? But those three countries have agreed to not use the dollar to buy their oil. Very bad. Very, very bad.
You look at what's happening just with the banking system, too, and it goes back to, you know, in 2008 when Obama said we will fundamentally transform America. I feel like that is coming to fruition. We've seen it, but if the dollar collapses and with the interest rates and these banks, like, without sounding dramatic, and I don't even think I'm being dramatic, in 3 to 5 years, we're Venezuela. If something doesn't change course drastically.
Right. And what would the course correction look like?
Everything Trump was trying to do. I mean, I hate to say that because I really, and we started with this. I mean, I was not a Trump bandwagoner in the beginning. I kind of got there and then I'm on the downhill slide. But honestly, we've got to get producing oil again. We've got to put up our borders, close our borders, build up our national defense, open up capitalism, decrease regulations. We have so much we could be doing. It's the total opposite of what is happening under this administration.
And that's why they couldn't allow him to be reelected, and they did everything that they could do. You know, if you go to True the Vote and look at what True the Vote has found out, or even Mike Lindell, how much cheating was going on, and just the fact that I said 5 years ago, you have to outvote them to the point where it messes up their algorithms. Mm-hmm. And that's actually what happened in the first Trump election. There were so many more people who voted that they blew past the algorithm. Mm-hmm. And this time in 20, they knew that they were going to not only have to go by blow by the algorithm, but have illegal votes, like copies of votes, and however many they had to have, the bundling of votes. I don't know if y'all saw, if you get the OMG, the James O'Keefe's new stuff, where they're now talking that the Democrats collecting money from God knows where, but assigning it to another name. That's illegal, big time, and he exposed it yesterday. So if you're not on OMG, you need to go. James O'Keefe, he will not give up. He may have to give up Project Veritas, but he's got a new one. It's called OMG. It's O'Keefe Media Group. So they know that, and if Trump had been reelected, America would have been back to where they were supposed to be after Obama tried to destroy us. So they could not allow that, and that's what happened.
Isn't it amazing how we seem to go in cycles? That if you look at the McCarthy hearings, and you look at the fact that, if you are also looking for another good podcast, Red Pilled America did a deep dive into the Nixon situation, and really coming against anybody who went against essentially the communists at the time, who were kind of hidden in to our system. But if you go back, if you read a book like The Naked Communist, or if you read The Communist Manifesto, if you go read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, read all of those books, listen, follow along with O'Keefe Media Group, you begin to see these cycles that are happening in politics. And it's anybody who goes against what the powers that be wish, they will take you down, they will take you out. And this is the time, again, and we'll get to this in the last hour, that we have to hang on. We have to stand our ground. We have to be firm and push right back. Enough of the be sweet, you're in the South. Enough. There's enough of that. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be right back.
Right now, Alabama legislators have another chance to pass a gaming and lottery bill.
Creating 12,000 jobs.
And over $700 million a year in new funding for the state.
Money for roads and infrastructure.
Education.
Healthcare.
High-speed internet expansion.
And public safety.
It's time to stop leaving money on the table.
It's time to get it done.
Pass.
Pass.
Pass a comprehensive gaming and lottery bill.
Paid for by Winning for Alabama.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities, whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
Mosquito season is here. Call Pest Pro Services now to fight the bite. Did you know that a mosquito can go from an egg to an adult in 8 to 10 days? Let's take back your yard. I said, let's take back your yard. For more information, go to ppsriverregion.com or call Pest Pro Services today, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill.
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
This is Jeff Barranco with Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
What are you drinking, Mike?
Oh, sorry. Chappie's Deli sweet tea. I love this stuff.
It's so southern and so good.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome in, y'all, to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Just, you know, random things pop up on our computers, by the way, for the record. Okay, so let's do this real quick because Allison just noticed that the Trans Day of Vengeance, which was supposed to happen today, looks like it has been canceled. But there's something else that goes along with that, and that's this. How did we get here? How did we get to this whole transgender culture and the insanity that it brings? Because I think it's very interesting. Some of y'all know this story. It was published years ago on The Healthy Place, and it was really done in Rolling Stone, actually, back in 1997. But in 1967, an anonymous baby boy was turned into a baby girl by doctors at Johns Hopkins. And it was a result of a botched circumcision.
Ugh.
And so the parents were distraught for several months, wondering what they could do for their little boy. But the little boy was a twin. And so they decided, they heard on, it was the news about Dr. John Money, who was at Johns Hopkins. And he was the first one to really bring about gender-affirming care. They started doing surgeries at Johns Hopkins. But what they decided to do was turn this boy into a girl and not tell him. So they did what they had to do. They put him in dresses. They spent, I think it was 12-year program of social, mental, and hormonal conditioning to try to transform this little boy into a girl. And eventually, though, his mom gave up because he refused to be the girl that they wanted him to be. But Johns Hopkins, from that time on, was able to say that this surgery was a great success. They were doing other, at the time, they called it transsexual surgeries, but they declared success and they ran with it. And so Johns Hopkins really was the epicenter for transgenderism. But what's interesting, and I've read this article several times about John Money, he was a sexual deviant. He started essentially the sexual revolution. He would encourage kids to do things. He encouraged this brother and sister to do horrible sexual things to each other under the guise of conditioning. If you want to read the article for yourself, just put in John and Joan. Look up The Healthy Place. It is from 1997. It is absolutely unbelievable what Johns Hopkins was able to say versus what was reality. And the reality is this was a disaster. It was a failure. But this entire transgender movement was built on a lie. And how do we know that this wasn't successful at all? Is that the twins both committed suicide. Both of them. So please understand that we are building a fraudulent basis of belief that trans is normal and trans should be accepted. It absolutely should not. Johns Hopkins stopped doing transgender surgery. They refused to do it because they saw the detrimental effects. Now it's crept up in other places. Money started other groups and kept doing it. But if you look at his background, if you look at his belief in sexual freedom, thruples, I mean, all these horrible things. I'm reading this again and I'm thinking, holy cow, this transgender movement is built on the lies that this man put forth. They never told the whole story of him. They never told the horrible things that happened to these kids, that they ended up committing suicide later in life. And yes, both of them went on to be married and have kids, but their identities were hidden. If you look it up on the internet, you can find them even to this day. But it is heartbreaking. And I want all of us to be reminded that this is built on a lie. It is a house of cards. It is built on sinking sand. So we have every right to completely reject this notion that, oh, it's just as simple as cutting off parts or adding them. Absolutely not. Your DNA is inherently male or female. And it doesn't matter what you do to change that. You are always a boy or always a girl. So we got to get that straight. The article is long. It's probably 25 pages long. I've printed it out twice and I keep taking more notes every time I read it. But it incenses me that we're going along with lies. And here again, it is our responsibility to ask people, do they know the origin story of John Joan and the entire transgender movement? Because it started in 1967, and it's time we put a stop to it and refuse to play along because it's absolute nonsense. You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered.